You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to the Wire for Rapare Thursday. A new study of European beech forests has discovered the impact of the summer solstice as a celestial cue on the species' mast seeding production. This discovery may assist in efforts to protect biodiversity in Aotearoa due to its relevance to our species of native southern beech, which comprises nearly half of our remaining native forest. I spoke to Emeritus Professor and co-author of this research, Dave Kelly, on how this discovery can support conservation work here in Aotearoa. How do mast seedling events impact conservation of native bird species in Aotearoa?
It's mast seeding. Mast seeding is when a plant species makes a huge seed crop in a synchronized way right across big areas. And it's important in New Zealand. It's important worldwide, but in New Zealand it's particularly important because southern beech forests or nothofagus forests, which are most of the South Island forests, every few years they make a really big seed crop. And then what happens is introduced rodents, mice and rats, feed on the seed and they increase in numbers greatly. And rats are very bad for birds. And also introduced stoats then eat the rodents and their numbers then increase sort of 6 months after that when they have their big, they have a really big litter of baby stoats in about December after the seed falls sort of in autumn. And so those really big numbers of rats and stoats, then you get a real pulse of them in these forests and it's very bad for native birds like kaka, kakariki, mohua or yellowheads and so on. And a lot of those birds, rock wrens, a lot of those birds have been going gradually down in numbers over the years because they cope in an ordinary year, but they get hammered in a big seed year. So it's become, we've realized in the last couple of decades that it's really important to manage these big seed events and the pulse of pests you get afterwards.
And what are the flow-on effects of this discovery for our Department of Conservation and conservation efforts to protect our native species?
So what we've discovered is a bit of information about ways that plants can work out how to be synchronized. Because one of the things people often say when they see these big seed events is, how do the trees all know which year to do it? Because they're not talking to each other clearly. It turns out that the plants have a mechanism where they're paying attention to temperatures. And they'll make a big seed crop the year after a warm summer, which follows a cold summer 2 years before. And DOC have been using those weather predictions to give them 12 months notice about when the next big seed crop is likely to be. And that's really important because what DOC are now doing, they've actually got this way of managing this over big areas where when they know a big seed crop is coming. So the big seed crop is going to fall, and what they do is they get prepared to do an aerial 1080 operation. And so they've got a year to plan that, to get the resource consents, to get the helicopters and so on all organized. And then they follow that up, actually, as it's getting closer and closer. They check that seeds are really falling, not just predicted to fall, and then they check that the rodents are going up. And then they're able to put the operation in place. And so over quite big areas, in 2014, 2016 and 2019, they did big, very wide-scale treatment of somewhere between 600,000 and a million hectares. It's costing $16 million, that sort of order at a time. But what that allows them to do, this pest control done at just the right time, kills off the rodents, and so then the rats aren't around to be a problem. The stoats don't go up, so they're not a problem. And that protects the birds. And they've now done this three times on a big scale and more often locally. So all of that shows that if we understand the system and we know when it's coming, we can manage it and protect the birds. What this latest discovery shows, it gives us a better idea of exactly when the plants are paying attention to temperatures. And so if we know when the plants are measuring temperatures, then we can measure the right temperatures and make better predictions of when the big years will be.
And how soon can we see this new knowledge incorporated into DOC's approach to their conservation strategy and efforts?
Well, this is a brand new work, and the paper we just had published, the research we just had published, is based in Europe. What it shows is that the European beech tree, which is related to New Zealand beaches, but a little bit distantly, The European beach starts paying attention on the longest day. It's the summer solstice, the 21st of December in the Southern Hemisphere. And which is quite remarkable that those trees are able to measure that. So they wait for the longest day, then they all start measuring temperatures right across the whole continent of Europe. What we need to do to apply that in New Zealand is we need to check actually if that applies to New Zealand species. Now, it's not in the published paper, but we've actually run some numbers on snow tussocks, which I work on, and it does look as though snow tussocks are also starting to measure temperatures on the longest day. So what we need to do now is run that test for New Zealand beach forests and find out, are the New Zealand beaches doing what the European beaches are doing? But right away, you know, we could probably start working on the assumption that the longest day is a good time to start measuring temperatures to see what the trees are going to do. So it might be about a year or so before we work through all those checks to see if it's happening locally.
And your work with other species, such as the snow tussocks you mentioned, eventuated into the production of crucial research into the impacts of global warming for related systems. What do you think the wider relevance of this new discovery might be going forward?
The whole question about what global warming is going to do to these systems is very important because, as I just explained, the plants make a big seed year when each of them experiences a hot summer. So the obvious question is, what happens if summers get hotter? And it turns out that the answer to that is very complicated. Some plants, European beech, again, I've been involved in some work there that shows that because summers are hotter most of the time now, they're not having the same big sort of on-off cycles that they used to have. The trees are getting out of step. They're getting confused because they're not getting the right signals. But the New Zealand snow tussocks I've been working on, it turns out that they have a different way of measuring those temperatures. They actually don't measure whether it's hot in an absolute sense. You know, is it sort of 14 degrees this summer compared to 12 last summer at Mount Hutt? What they're measuring is the change from one year to the next. And that turns out to actually mean that snow tussocks won't be affected by global warming, and we've verified that with a few experiments. Now, you can't tell just looking at them with a simple observational approach which system the plants are going to do. So understanding mast seeding impact is going to require a bit more detailed work on the key species that we care about for conservation. It's not a simple question to answer.
That was Emeritus Professor Dave Kelly on the recent research he co-authored on European beech forests that has potential to impact conservation efforts to protect native biodiversity in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.